The Cardinals and the Reds at Great American Ballpark Saturday night. Lance Lynn opposing Luis Castillo in this one. But Lynn falls behind bottom one, courtesy of the one and only Joey Votto.
There's a long fly ball to right. Home run, Joey Votto. And the Reds take a 1-0 lead. He got every last inch of that pitch. Lance Lynn knew the ball was gone. He never even turned to watch it settle into the moon deck in right field for number 28 for Votto. And the Reds got a first inning run and get the lead.
In a month and a half up here, he rips one out to left field, a line drive, and make that number 15 for Paul DeJong. Line drive over the wall near the 379 mark. Two-run blast for the Cardinals shortstop. St. Louis takes the lead here in the third at 2-1. There's strike three called. He led off a 1-2, and it's right at the knees. Suarez rung up. Third strikeout for Lance Lynn.
Swing and a miss. Went 3-2 and struck him out.
1-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. Diving stop Suarez. Comes home and the ball short hops Mesoraco. He can't pick it. The run scores in Wong and the Cardinals have added to the lead. It's now 3-1. Suarez diving to his left came up with the ball. Did not get up and throw home but threw from his knees and the throw short hopped the catcher Mesoraco. Here's the pitch. And there's a miscommunication, pitcher, catcher, ball gets away. Mesoraco flips to Shackelford, tag on and safe the call at the plate. Cardinals add another run as Luke Voit slid across and it is now 4-1 Cardinals. Reds will take a look at that. That was a pure cross up between Shackelford and Mesoraco.
The Cardinals take it 4-1, just their fourth in a dozen games against the Reds this season. Lance Lynn continues to roll. He is 4-0 with a 1.24 ERA in his last five starts. Joey Votto homer to extend his hitting streak to 10 games, the 13th double-digit hitting streak of his career. Despite a first-inning home run from Joey Votto, that was all the offense the Reds could muster Saturday night as they fell to the Cardinals 4-1. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
Yeah, I thought his stuff was actually really good. It was the command that wasn't really there for him as much today. You know, four hits total on the day, but we had nine base runners via walks and hit by pitches, and that kind of set the table. Had a walk and a two-run homer, and then walk and an infield hit and a wild pitch, and some of the things that set the table for the two-run inning in the seventh. That being said, we're talking about a young guy who really looks like a big league pitcher, and he's probably going to be vulnerable to some of the same things that other young pitchers are vulnerable to. But like to see him bounce back and be a little bit more sharp in his next out.
He's giving the other players a sense that every time he goes out there on the mound, we've got a chance to win behind this guy.
Yeah, and that's an important part of it. I mean, that's a good point, Pick. I mean, the optimism has to be there with the position players when the starting pitcher's on the mound. This guy's got a chance to give us a good ball game and keep the game moving and can do the things that you need to do to win a ball game. And I think with Luis, there's no doubt that the guys feel that way, that he's gonna throw a good ball game. And even when he's erratic like he was today, that'll find a way to get enough outs to give us a chance to win.
Sometimes you've got to get on a veteran pitcher early. You get the home run, then you get the triple right behind it, and then he settles down and really shuts you guys down for the next 6 innings.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy to watch because you watch him throw and he's easing in these 86, 87 mile an hour fastballs, and then there's a 93 or a 95 when he needs it, or he cuts it in on lefty's hands, or makes a big pitch with a changeup or a breaking pitch. Compared to where he was when he came up, when he really just came in and pounded fastballs, he's evolved into a completely different pitcher, and it's a whole different challenge when you face him.
The Reds look to bounce back on Sunday behind Homer Bailey. He'll be opposed by Adam Wainwright.